This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Maschek.
All right, so I've been holding this for a little bit. There's not really much going on in current baseball right now, like not big trades or big signings. So,
are you anticipating that for a little bit now since maybe baseball got ahead of the curve compared to what they usually do with a free agency?
Yeah, and I saw somebody talking about this last night and saying maybe a few of these guys saw what happened last year and they told their agents, get something done now. And I'm sure teams kind of want things done now, right? Don't you want to know on February 1st, 10 days before you head off to spring training, who's on your team?
Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that maybe there's a 3 or 4 days left of possible action, but
okay.
I don't expect it. A lot of times, guys do take breaks. Organizations kind of from about the 24th of December, maybe till January 1st, aren't working as hard as they're on a little bit of vacation, and then they get back to negotiating on January 2nd.
This might be a weird question, and you might be like, I don't know. I'm curious, though, if for some reason you were like, this is where I'm going to go in hard. Like, everybody is taking kind of the week off. Would that maybe give you an edge?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll ask Chris Young. Remember when they won the World Series, his wife wasn't happy that he was working so hard on Christmas Eve and got Nathan Eovaldi signed the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I forgive you. You won the World Series because Nathan Eovaldi's on the team. So maybe there
that feels
is
fair.
Maybe there is a time where agents are like, gosh, you know, a couple of guys are just like, you know, I'm really going to spend this 48 hours with the family and not take phone calls and don't text me or anything. I'm literally going to shut it down. And maybe in that shutdown time, you trump an offer and you say, I've trumped the offer. We need to know. And maybe you get a deal done, which would be really cool for Kirby Yates and the Rangers. Okay. So let's, unfortunately, these are really good players. So I just want to make this clear. Dave Parker and Harold Baines were really good players. And it doesn't matter what I think. Forever and ever, they will be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Now, Harold Baines has been a Hall of Famer, unfortunately, for a while now. And now Dave Parker just got in. And I look at Dave Parker, and I'm going to give you a couple things here, and I'm going to give you the negative first.
Okay.
His WAR, which I know was not a thing when he played, is 40.1. Which is so low. Just to give you an idea, I need to pull it up, but Scott Rolins, I believe, was 60, and he was like borderline, and they say a borderline WAR is 60. If you get to 60 WAR, you're usually a Hall of Famer. It doesn't mean you automatically are, but if you're going off of that stat, you usually need to get close to 60 to be considered a Hall of Famer. Anything below, you've kind of been held out. Unless you're Dave Parker and Harold Baines, and then you can hang around 40 and be a Hall of Famer.
Do you think that's just a product of the Veterans Committee, or do you think this will now reshape the Hall of Fame voting?
I don't know, but if Dave Parker is a Hall of Famer, then we're going to have to start bringing up a lot of names that are Hall of Famers. And Dave Parker was a very good player. Let me give you some of his accounting numbers, which this is where it works out for him, because he played till he was 40 years old. Is he had a 290 batting average with an 810 OPS. He had, and this is where his accounting numbers aren't that great here. He had, for a career, yes, but for a Hall of Famer, no. I need to make that clear. 1,272 runs scored, 1,493 RBIs. He did have 2,712 hits.
Okay.
So that he got close to 3,000 playing from the age of 22 to 40. So he had a very long career. So if you kind of remember those numbers, that's good. Now, here's stuff that is good for him. He's a seven-time All-Star. He's a one-time MVP. He's a three-time Gold Glove winner. He's a two-time batting title holder. He is a three-time Silver Slugger. Those are really nice. Yeah. So he had a great career. I'm not knocking his career. I just don't think it's a Hall of Fame career. I don't think he should have been considered a Hall of Famer. But if he's a Hall of Famer, then what are we doing with Juan Gonzalez?
All right. I'm really glad that you brought up.
Is it just the steroid era? Because if it's not, if it's just being held against him that it was the steroid era, he had 434 home runs in a very short career. Now, partly due to he just didn't really care to play baseball in his 30s.
Well, and he won the MVP twice, but also he finished top five for MVP two other times.
Not very famous.
And so...
He was in Texas.
I mean, I get it, but to me, he was super famous.
I agree.
This is sometimes where the All-Star system throws me off. He's only a three-time All-Star, which is weird considering he's top five for the MVP four times. Yeah. So four times
he won an MVP.
Yeah.
In 96, he won the MVP and the Silver Slugger and didn't make the All-Star.
Kenny Lofton and Albert Bell. Like there were some really good outfielders that just in Texas just didn't get the shine.
I just assume the implications or people's thoughts.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then he's going to be held out. But if you look at his OPS plus is better. His OPS was 904. He had 434 home runs in 6,556 at bats. Now, home runs seem to be a very big deal in the history of baseball. 6,556 at bats. Dave Parker had 9,358 at bats and had 339 home runs. It's not even close.
Yeah.
RBIs in almost, I'll say, a little over 9,000 at-bats.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
1,493 RBIs. In 6,500 at-bats, 1,404 RBIs for Juan Gonzalez. Like, now, Juan isn't maybe the number one case, but he's a two-time MVP and a six-time Silver Slugger. Juan Gonzalez now should be considered a possible Hall of Famer if Dave Parker is, in my opinion. And Harold Baines, I don't even want to go through his stats. I don't know how he made it, to be honest.
Can I ask you about one other player that I don't know if you think kind of fits in this general category? What about Dale Murphy?
I have him pulled up.
Okay, because Dale Murphy is another multi-time MVP that I'm like, why isn't he in consideration?
Dale Murphy, without a doubt, should be a Hall of Famer now. Like, he should get 100% of the vote if Dave Parker is in. His WAR is higher in less years. He's a two-time MVP, a seven-time All-Star, a five-time Gold Glover, a four-time Silver Slugger. Like, it's not close. Dale Murphy is
now... And he was
now
top 12 in MVP voting six times.
Yes. There is now a no doubt. Dale Murphy is a Hall of Famer. I don't know when he comes up on the Veterans Committee, but nobody should not vote for him.
Yeah.
If you voted for Dave Parker, there is no doubt Dale Murphy's a Hall of Famer, and it's not even close. He's in. Now, he doesn't have to worry about the steroid era. So, true. Dale Murphy...
He's a 46 WAR, too.
Yeah, and that's higher than Parker and played in less years and has more accomplishments.
Yeah, I mean, because did you say that Juan's is a 38 WAR or something
right,
like that?
Wow, is that right?
His WAR is 38.7, which is... Now, Can I give you another person that's a for sure Hall of Famer?
I do, but I want you to think about this as you go along. Would you like these cases to be reconsidered more, or would you like, for some reason, Dave Parker and company to just be outliers when they're just like, hey, we might have screwed that up. This is still the bar for the Hall of Fame.
Somebody really fought for that guy.
Yeah.
It's a good question. The Hall of Fame is just the top 1% of baseball players. Yep. I don't know if it's the top 1% of all. It's pretty much the top 1% of professional players. The top 1% of NFL players. The top 1% of MLB players. I don't know. Basketball's weird. Like, I love Christian Laettner for his college career, but he's in the Hall of Fame. It's like, no, those get weird.
I do.
Okay. Now, this is a no-brainer, no doubter when he comes up. Don Mattingly. Don Mattingly had a 42.4 WAR, and he blew out his back at 29 years old. And in his short career, from about the age of 23 to 29, finished fifth in MVP. He finished first in MVP, then second in MVP, then seventh in MVP. In his short career, he was a six-time All-Star, a nine-time Gold Glove Award winner, a three-time Silver Slugger, a batting title, Major League Player of the Year, and his numbers in that short, in 7,000 at-bats, he hit .307. He had an .830 OPS. He had a .127 OPS plus. He had over 1,000 runs, over 1,000 RBIs. And let's be honest, he only played from pretty much the age of 23 to the age of 30 healthy.
My favorite Don Mattingly stat.
And he's way better than those. Like, in that 7-year period.
I agree.
Nobody can compete. Look, maybe Juan Gonzalez in a 7-year period can compete with Don Mattingly's 7-year run.
And you know how I feel about this. Not everyone has the same Hall of Fame definition. Can you take like a 5-year period of time and definitely say that was one of the best players in the sport? And I absolutely think you can with Don Mattingly.
Yes.
It's kind of like the Terrell Davis argument, I guess.
There's not. I mean, I'll say this. Harold Baines at best is Frank Gore. And he really doesn't even come close to that. He didn't even have, as just being a DH who did nothing but hit, he didn't get 3,000 hits. He had 384 home runs. He didn't get 400 home runs. Like, I have no clue how a six-time All-Star, a one-time Silver Slugger, who at his best year, he finished 10th in MVP. That's the best. Or sorry, he did finish 9th in 1985 and 10th and 13th and 20th. Those are the only times he ever even finished on an MVP ballot. So I'm just like, I remember looking at this. I've been holding this. But when Dave Parker got in, and I remember Dave Parker as a really old player. That's how old I am. He's obviously 73. I'm 47. So I did not see him play in his prime. But in his prime, it was really good. Was it better than Don Mattingly? Not no even way. Close. Was it better than Juan Gonzalez? Not even close. Was it better than Dale Murphy? Not even close. And I just was always like, I did look up Michael Young. Like, I don't think even if I hold him to the Dave Parker status, I don't think Michael Young gets in. Like, there's a guy I played against, Chase Utley, who I was like, really good. Should he be a Hall of Famer? His WAR 65. There's a no. It's a no-brainer. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Torrey Hunter, no-brainer. Andrew Jones, no-brainer. If Dave Parker's a Hall of Famer, there's guys on the ballot now that I'm like, well, this is a no-brainer if Dave Parker's a Hall of Famer. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm not. Dave Parker was a very good player. I don't think he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. And hell, if Harold Baines and Dave Parker are in the Hall of Fame, we need to look at about 100 guys now. And if that's the case, like, that's, I think you asked a great question. Should we just go, we screwed up on a few guys and they get to stay in? Or should you go, if Dave Parker and Harold Baines are the lowest of the low Hall of Famers, which they pretty much are, which is great. It doesn't matter. They're Hall of Famers. They had great careers, but they shouldn't be in. But if they're in, then everybody who had a better career than Dave Parker and Harold Baines should be in the Hall of Fame.